That is not the tradition of freedom. The tradition of freedom rests in natural law. That is what Martin Luther King said about what makes an unjust law. It is a law that is not in accord with the law of nature. And the law of nature rests upon the idea that these laws are true and true for all time. So the two great figures in freedom in the 20th century, Gandhi and King, both equate truth with liberty. But we as a society have turned away from this. Where we do still think there is truth, of course, is in science. And scientific freedom, the freedom of inquiry, is a fundamental aspect of liberty in our own day, as it was in the Athens of Pericles. That was the age of the sophist, where they pursued truth wherever it might lead. That was the age of Oedipus, the great play by Sophocles, in which Oedipus brought absolute ruin upon himself, his family, and even his own country, because he had to know the truth. And scientific inquiry, the freedom of that inquiry, is essential to our own day. It lies at the foundations of our universities. And we say that there should be no restrictions put upon that pursuit. And certainly science has raised for us great moral questions. Were medicine not so able, abortion would not be such a question. If medicine were not so able, we would not have the profound moral question of what to do with people when they are so old they can no longer really enjoy life, but we can keep them going. Our cloning, our ability to be like God, to create new individuals. Eriti sicut Deus scientes bonum et malum. That is what the devil writes in the book of the student in Goethe's Faust. The Faust itself is one of the great books in the history of freedom. And Faust at this moment is off changing clothes, and the devil has taken the appearance of the professor, and a student has come by for office hours. And he's so admiring of the great professor and says, I have your book here. Would you please write in it? And so Faust puts this Latin quote from the Bible, that you will be like gods. You will know good and evil. Well, we have become like God in our scientific knowledge. The age of the founders was an age of science. Jefferson and Franklin were keenly interested in their progress. But they could not imagine our own age with the powers that science has conferred upon us. And yet, science claims to be value-free. Good and evil don't enter into the question, just can we do it scientifically? And science, you see, will go everywhere that the federal funds lead it. As long as funding can be found, there will be scientists to do it. And so, we will have clones. One day, the professor will look out at a perfect class, all of them cloned to be intelligent, articulate, and attentive. Because we are pouring this bold new wine into the old wineskins. Because the lesson of history is that human nature never changes. What the Athenians did to the Melians, what the Romans did to the Jews, happens today in Rwanda and countries throughout the world. Human nature does not change. The desire for power and to use that power for self-interest is always there. It is restrained only by the moral code. And we as a society, increasingly as a world, have put this aside. We live in a secular age in which science has literally driven religion out of the schools. The founders, as we saw, did not proclaim an absolute separation of church and state, only that Congress could not make something like the Episcopal Church the state church. They never dreamt that we would live in a society in which religion plays no role in our schools whatsoever.